With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be joined once again by the Mayor of Lynn, Mayor Jared Nicholson. And Mr. Mayor, welcome back.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I follow you a lot on the Lynn TV, Access TV, and one thing that I think is very impressive and very important is the fact that you're so visible. And I think a lot of bosses, a lot of people in positions of authority they're not seen very often by those, you know, who have to depend on them. So tell me a little bit about your schedule, Mr. Mayor, because you're in a lot of places a lot of times.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Absolutely. That's a huge priority for us, is to be getting out into the community, getting out to see what our departments are working on, and to try to create that level of accessibility and communication and transparency. And so we try to keep a really full calendar, balancing with community events, interactions with city staff, and you know, internal meetings to try to drive our agenda forward.
I'm very curious about so much, and I want to just ask you before we get on maybe a review of last year. Lieutenant Governor Driscoll recently spoke about being a mayor in Salem, and one of the things she said she was most proud of is local governments are, in general, nonpartisan. Now, where you have come from, you know, other committees and school committee, and now being mayor, the cooperation among local officials, elected officials, is that pretty much the case in Lynn as well? It's pretty much nonpartisan.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it doesn't mean we don't have disagreements or we don't have strongly held values, but it really results. And I think part of that is really how directly accessible and accountable we are. People depend on us getting the job done. We can't let our disagreements get in the way of the work, because the streets need to be clean, the schools need to open, and you know, the public safety needs to be able to do its work. So while certainly passions run high, I do think that there is a high degree of focus on results in at the local government level.
That's very reassuring. I love that description of it. Again, one more quick question here. The cold weather. I know that as mayor, you have an agenda probably set up weeks in advance, if not months in advance. But then something comes around to unravel your day. So what kind of problems might arise here with this particularly cold weather that we're not used to?
Yeah, so certainly an item of concern that we are monitoring closely and taking proactive steps. And while this, knowing exactly what day it's going to hit this level of cold is not predictable, it is certainly predictable that we're going to have extreme weather. And so that's something that we think about year-round. We made preparations over the last year to be able to, for the community, to support the community in opening an additional warming shelter. So we have the Lynn Shelter Association that's always open and expands capacity when these really frigid times. We're also just launching now a new warming center that our public health department is supporting in collaboration with the Lynn Continuum of Care, and specifically the East Nazarene Church on Eastern Ave, to offer respite for those who don't have shelter.
Tremendous. Okay, let's get on topic, and I apologize for going off topic here a little bit, but I look back perhaps at maybe a couple of or two or three accomplishments that the city has pulled off this year, and maybe, you know, some of the things that you're most proud of that took place in 2024.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So I think one achievement I want to highlight that was a collaboration with the city, our office, our CFO, ISD, council, and school committee. We purchased the Eastern Bank headquarters on Market Street, a five-story office building. We had the unfortunate news that Eastern Bank was going to be leaving because they didn't need the office space because of the prevalence of remote work there. And while that was unfortunate, it presented a real opportunity for the city because of our dire need for capacity in the school department. And we were able to line up the financing to get a deal done, I think, really advantageous for the city, and are now going to be able to double the size of the new Frederick Douglass Collegiate Academy, our early college high school, because of the extra space we have there at the bank.
Tremendous. You also have made significant steps forward in transportation, haven't you, with ferry and train and all that kind of stuff and the stations?
Yes. So, you know, we were devastated 2.5 years ago when the T shut down our only rail station and without any kind of mitigation. And we fought to get at least bus service, and then the Keeley Driscoll administration and Phil Lang were able to fast-track a temporary platform that opened and has had great success. It's temporary, so it's not the long-term solution, but it's something. And the ferry restoration has been a huge win for the city, and we think for the region, and really for the Commonwealth to support water transit. Last ferry season, we had a ridership that was over 40,000 for the season, which is a tremendous sign that this is a much-needed and appreciated service.
The proximity of Lynn to Boston on one side and then smaller towns on the other side, do you have communication with mayors and town managers and so on that's pretty frequent in terms of, travel through each of the town and cities or whatever you might have in common or even not in common?
Yeah, absolutely. We're kind of on we sit really at the nexus of the North Shore and Greater Boston. We're kind of a gateway in that sense. So we certainly participate in the North Shore conversations, as well as increasingly in the Greater Boston conversations. I just joined this past year the Metropolitan Area Planning Council's Metro Mayors Association, which is a group of mayors and city managers in the Greater Boston area. So cities like Boston, Revere, Everett, Quincy, Lynn is now a part of that, and we continue to maintain participation in the North Shore as well. One issue that unites us all, which are many, by the way, but one issue that we share particularly is the interest in transit, and we've done a lot of advocacy, particularly with our North Shore partners, for the electrification of the commuter rail and the introduction of regional rail to improve rail service to our region.
What is the relationship between the city and the state, and maybe the city and federal government? Because I'm never sure how that works. I read in the paper that you get a grant or you do this or do that, but how does that work between Lynn and then either the state and or the federal government?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, both the state and the federal government are sprawling bureaucracies, so we certainly have a lot of interaction, but it takes different forms. A lot of that interaction goes through our legislative delegations at the state and federal level, both of which have been tremendous partners, Senators Warren and Markey, Representative Moulton on the federal side, and Senator Crichton and Representatives Cahill, Reed, Armeni, and Wong on the state side. And a lot of our interaction with the state and federal agencies goes through them. And then, there's policies that are coming down from the state and federal government that affect us a great deal. There's resources that flow through those different agencies. Sometimes both. There's a lot of federal money that goes first to the state and then to the municipalities. Mm-hmm. Most of our budget is state and federal aid one way or the other. In a lot of ways, the role of the state and federal government is to appropriate resources. And a lot of those resources end up getting actually spent at the local level. So state and federal government can raise and spend money and that expect, in a lot of cases, municipalities to put it to work.
Forgive my ignorance here, but have I missed your State of the City address?
It's actually this evening at 6 o'clock in the council chamber.
Oh, okay. Timing is everything. All right. Thank you. So give me an idea or a focus on one or two challenges that you see coming up in the near future.
Well, I think the cost of housing continues to be a major challenge for our community, and we've taken a lot of steps to try to address that, but it's such a huge issue that it's going to continue to be a focus, a priority. We have three major affordable housing projects in the pipeline that I think are going to be great resources for the city. One is called the Hennessy House on Andrew Street in downtown Lynn, which is 50 units that are available at very low income levels. The Lynn Armory on the Commons, which is 50 units of affordable housing for veterans, specifically for veterans, which we're really excited about. And then the Salamini House, which is 150 units on Linfield Street, the former Union Hospital site, that's for seniors. for senior housing. So all three of those projects have been in the works for some time. They should all break ground this year.
And from what I understand, you are running for re-election.
Yes, yes, I am.
When does that campaign? When? How does that work now that you're an incumbent? I mean, when you're running for office from somewhere else, you're not the sitting mayor. You know, you have certain procedures you can do and certain timing. But how is that going to work now as mayor? What does that campaign involve?
Well, it is different in the sense that part of the campaign will include a record of what our administration has done over the last 4 years, mm-hmm. which is, unique to having an incumbent, to have a record to run on. But there's also elements that are really the same in the sense that we're going to the voters and asking them to hire me for another 4 years. And, you know, of course, our work in the administration of the city and city business is separate from the political work and the campaign work, but it is really a great opportunity for us to have that conversation with voters over the next several months.
Yes, and as I said, I know that you're visible and you get out there. Hey, I got to ask you one final question. I know that you have to keep one eye on Lynn Sports, so maybe a quick comment on the school season so far, because you've got five, six high schools there that just have outstanding student athletes and coaches.
Absolutely. No, we have a very proud, strong athletic tradition in the city of Lynn. And like you said, we have a lot of teams, you know, with five or six schools, that's a lot of teams. And because of the deep, deep pool of talent we have in the city, they're all very competitive and make the city proud.
All right. Anything else you'd like to mention, Mr. Mayor?
Well, just to reiterate our invitation for anyone listening to join us this evening, 6 o'clock in the council chamber for the state of the city.
Thank you very much, Mayor Nicholson. I appreciate it, and I'll be checking in with you one more time somewhere along the road.
Much appreciated. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. That is Mayor Jared Nicholson, who is the mayor of Lynn. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.